Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us the singer Simone Bales. Simone Bales has a new CD coming out, and she's here to tell us about her CD and how her career is going. So listeners, you're in for a treat. Good afternoon, Simone.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for welcoming me to the show.
You're more than welcome. Let's see, I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you first start singing and writing poetry?
You know what? I actually started as a grade school student. I used to be in the talent shows in grade school, but I actually got away from it, and I came back to it like in 01. I actually started writing my own poetry and performing poetry that I learned as a grade student, and it was actually then that it was revealed that I was a singer. But I wasn't really convinced, so my aunt, she always pressed me and told me that I sung. So it was her that actually made me come to the realization I should be singing. So once I realized that, I started believing in it and going out to the karaoke to put it to the test. And as a result, I started singing.
Okay, so it was your aunt who influenced you. Okay, that's wonderful. You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You're more than
you
welcome.
You know, it's so funny you say that because I actually never liked my voice. I thought my voice was too low, you know, like a man.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So,
well,
you know, it's just not high pitch.
It's not high pitch, but you have a beautiful voice. You have a gorgeous voice. And
listeners
at break will hear your CD and they hear that beautiful voice. What is the name of your CD?
The Sultry Sound of Simone Bales.
The Sultry Sound of
yes.
Simone Bales. Okay. Is that your
yes.
first or second CD?
No, it's my very first. I'm very happy because it really, it's not easy making a CD because you have to do a lot of coordinating with people and, you know, and that's really the biggest challenge is, you know, getting people to commit, you know, and actually follow through from beginning to end in a reasonable amount of time. So it's finally here, and I'm grateful.
Okay, all right. Do you feel that you're in the right profession? You feel that you're
yes.
in the right profession?
I mean, yes. Yes, I know that. I know that I am because I know that I'm supposed to be in entertainment, and actually singing came back to me as I, like I said, started and actively going out and, you know, doing my own poetry, writing and performing my own poetry. So it came as an evolution, and I knew, you know, God also told me that I was supposed to sing. So I know that I'm in the right place, and I'm fulfilled with what I do. You know, and that's a really big difference, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we work jobs and we may be good at it, but it's not always fulfilling just because you're good at it, you know, but I'm fulfilled with what I do. And I don't, you know, I don't have to have a big stadium of people to be fulfilled, you know, so.
Okay.
That's not enough.
You have a degree in the criminal justice field, am I correct?
Yes, that's true.
A few. Okay. All right. That's why I was asking you about your career choice because I was reading your bio and everything, and I noticed that you have degrees and things in the criminal justice field. Okay. What is the name of your poetry book, and where can the listeners buy your book from?
The name of the poetry book is called Poetic Insights. You can find that on iUniverse.com. It's spelled I, the letter I, universe.com, as well as Amazon or Borders or Barnes & Noble. You can find it online. And
okay.
Actually,
I have a second book that I'm publishing this year as well. And
okay.
After I publish that, I'm working on a novel based on one of the poems, narrative poems in the book. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay. I know you're very educated. So I'm going to ask you this. What did your family at first say about your career choice? At first, when they realized you weren't going to be in the criminal justice field, what was their reaction? I mean,
well,
you're an adult,
you know what? They're very, you know, accepting and, you know, and open. So they really didn't give me a lot of, you know, hassle or grief. They kind of just, you know, let me, you know, do what I do. Because I've always been a creative type, you know, like since 10, I've been doing hair, you know what I mean? So, and then I was doing nails. You know, so they are used to me, you know, pretty much being a free bird, so to speak.
Okay. Okay.
And,
free
you
bird.
Know,
okay.
Yeah, free bird. Yes.
Okay.
So,
do
so
you
can accept it? You know.
Okay. Do you act? I know you do.
I also act. Yes. Yes, I also act. That is correct.
What has been some of your acting jobs, your latest acting jobs?
My latest, actually, I kind of took a break for about maybe a year and a half, you know, from my acting, so to speak. Actually, if I did a play with you, I did about two more plays with TY Production, and then I kind of took a break, but I told T.Y. it was time for me to come back home.
Okay. All right. Tell T.Y. I said hello.
I will.
Yeah, because we worked on a play together in 2009, I believe, called Lord For Me.
Yes. Yes.
And that was only my second theater gig play. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed working with everybody.
Yes. It was definitely definitely a lot of fun.
Do you see yourself?
Get back.
Yeah. Do you see yourself in the future doing any films? Do you see yourself maybe in a film or just theater?
Yes, I do, because that is my desire. That is one of my greatest desires. Not only do I want to be in film, I want to do commercials as well. So, yes, that, and I'm putting forth effort to, you know, get more acting gigs. So, yes, that is definitely one of my greatest desires as an entertainer. I want to be a full-fledged entertainer, not just singing, but also, as you mentioned, in acting. I'm an author, poet, so I want to maximize all of those areas. But my next venture is definitely acting, you know, taking it, going to another level, just ready to go to another level.
You're
I want
to
be like Jennifer Hudson.
I'm going to be like Jennifer Hudson. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
I do. I love Jennifer Hudson.
Are you going to try out for American Idol? Hello?
No, I'm not going to try out for not American Idol, no.
Okay. I just wondered.
No, I might try out for America's Got Talent, but not American Idol.
Okay. Who inspires you? What inspires you? What keeps you motivated? What inspires you and keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
That is a really, really good question, and I'm glad you asked, because it's so important to go out each week, maybe once or twice a week. It's so important to go out to the local events. Or in Atlanta, we have what you call jam sessions. And matter of fact, I went to a jam session at Apache, which is in downtown Atlanta. They have it every Wednesday for singles night out. It's so important that we stay in the environment, because it encourages you, it motivates you, especially when, you know, your progress is not moving like others, you know, or like you would like for it to be.
it's you know, that's one thing that really keeps me going, keeps me motivated. Then I also have to stay on the stage, because I found that if I don't go out once a week, I get I think I get grouchy.
Oh, okay.
Because you know you have to release
right.
it.
Okay.
You have to release it is what I learned. You know, your creative juices, you got to release them. So that's what keeps me motivated, you know. And I like, also like to see other people succeeding as well as entertainers.
You like to do what?
See other entertainers succeeding. You know, like when I look at people
okay.
like Jennifer Hudson,
yeah.
you know,
okay.
it inspires me because, you know, to see where she started out and how she's progressing and maturing and developing. I mean, you know, it makes you want to say, well, you know, let me hang in there. You know,
all
keep
right.
going.
And you keep going. So that's what inspires
mm-hmm.
you, seeing other entertainers and watching them succeed. All right. All right. Now, listeners, we have with us on the phone Simone Bales. The call-in number is 1-347-327-9376. Simone, we're going to play one of your songs, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Do you know which one you're going to play? Let the audience know. That song is called With You. It's actually, that's a collaboration that I did with a local artist. And basically, it's a love song. It's a love song that, yes, it's a love song that, you know, I like to sing in weddings, you know.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Mm-hmm, in weddings. And also, you know, I've been told that there are people who want to have that classical R&B type singing, you know.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a, you know, retro to the classical R&B and, you know, R&B feel good, you know, soul jam if they call it. You know, I feel like to dance. I like to dance fast, but I like to slow dance.
You like to slow dance? Okay.
Yes.
Nothing wrong
so that's
with that.
One of them.
Okay. This particular song, did you write the lyrics to that song?
That song,
did you write the lyrics?
I partially wrote the lyrics to that song. I actually had another artist that wrote the lyrics to that song, and I co-wrote that song. But it's also going to be on my album, and I'm also, that song has a solo to it. That right there is a collab that you just heard, and I also have a solo that I'm working on and that I completed that'll be on my album, which is due to be released in June 16th.
Okay. All right.
We have to buy you back when it's ready.
Yes, I will invite you back. I'll be glad to invite you back. I was just thinking that that you have a very soulful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I've been working on the soul.
Yes, you have a beautiful voice. I said that again. What advice do you have for inspiring youth? What advice do you have for the aspiring youth?
Okay. You said for the aspiring youth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I would say the first thing I would say is, you know, once you know that what you should be doing, I would encourage to be open, you know, be open to other people's ideas. You know, I would say don't give up, you know, because everybody that you meet is not going to, the partnership is not, you know, going to work out. It's not going to always work out, you know, but don't give up, don't be discouraged, and keep it moving. Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Treat it like sales, like, you know, I'm in sales, treat it like sales. If, you know, keep it moving. If one don't work out, you go to the next. You know,
okay.
Just don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. That's the main thing.
Don't give up. That's the main thing. All right. Because a success, a failure, every failure can turn into a success, though, you know. Yeah.
Right.
What are some of your goals?
One of my goals is, my first goal is to complete this album. You know, believe it or not, it sounds easy, but it's not. Oh, my goodness, it is not. I mean, if you have a wonderful team, you know, then it's easy, or it's easier. I feel like that. It's easier when you have a wonderful team, you know. But if you don't have a wonderful team and you have to, you know, do a lot of, like I say, just, you know, hanging in there, you know, then it becomes challenging. But that's the first goal, is to complete the album, you know. And then I would like to get signed, you know, with the label, you know. You know, because one of the benefits of being signed with a label is that they can push you further, quicker.
Okay.
Know?
All right.
Yeah, they can
always want to be an independent. I know I had on my show one time some people who say it was better to be an independent artist, but you're one of the independent artists who want to sign with a label. Okay.
Yeah, because, right, you know what? Well, when you're independent, you can keep, of course, you can keep, you know, more of the money, you know, but you're also putting more of the money too, which is not bad, because in the end, you know, you'll be debt-free. So that's, you know, that's a big benefit. But with a label, because they have more, they not only do they have more experience, they have more backing power, they have more connection, you know, they can push you further, quicker, you know. And then the contract is not for so many years, you know. Then once you're established, you got a name, you can do things your own way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to each his own, you know, to each his own, though. You know,
okay,
to each his own. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, I definitely look forward to hearing more of your music and your songs, and I hope to receive a CD, if it's nothing more than by email, some of the songs I won in the mail. I'm going to play another one of your songs. All right?
I Believe in Love. This next one is Believe in Love.
Yes, I Believe in Love by Simone Biles. Listeners, we're going to listen to I Believe in Love.
Okay.
song there, I Believe in Love. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That's your first title. So, that's your first child?
Yeah, that's what I call it. I just call it that,
okay.
My first birth.
All right. When will your CD be out? You said, I noticed you said, can you finish the CD? When will your CD be out?
June 15th
is the release date. Okay, and what will your listeners be able to go find that CD in case you're too busy to come back on the show? Where can the listeners go?
It'll be available on CD Baby as well as all of the digital sites, such as like your iTunes and your Amazon. It'll be online.
Okay. And where can the listeners, one more time, tell them where they can go to buy your book?
They can go to iUniverse.com. That's I as in the letter I, universe.com, and put in Simone Bales with the S. Bell puts an S for Poetic Insights by Simone Bell. So they can go to any Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon. They can find my book online.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Simone Bell, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back. And,
well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
I look forward to receiving a copy of your CD.
You will.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming on Show Talk.
Okay, thanks. And bye. Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, listeners, that was Simone Bell. The last song she just sang was I Believe in Love. Next, we have with us a gentleman who does rap, among other things. Yaje? Hello?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Yaje? Hi, welcome to Talk with Angela Butler.
How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Oh, I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Did I pronounce your name right?
Well, it's pronounced Yachty.
Yachty. Okay,
Yachty.
I got it. Yachty. Okay, does Yachty have a special meaning? Does your name have a special meaning?
Yes, it does. Actually, and that's something I discovered many years after the name fell on my heart. And the name of Yachty actually is an Arabic word that means he who guides.
He who guides. Okay, he who guides. All right, that does help me. Why did you choose an entertainment career? Why did you choose a career in entertainment?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer because my understanding of what I do in music is not necessarily entertainment, but it's to raise the consciousness of people in urban environments and inner cities. Just really trying to provide music that really kind of goes against what's really out there in mainstream, especially when it comes to African-American people. Most of the music that our children listen to and many of our contemporaries is music that seems to degrade our women, that always portrays inner-city environments like urban communities or ghettos in a very negative light, when in actuality there's a great deal of positive things that take place. As a matter of fact, I'm the product of an inner-city school and inner-city environment, and my experience growing up was rough, just as anyone else's. But at the same time, there were a lot of positive things that happened in that environment that gave me the strength to overcome. So for me, music is not about entertainment, but it's about raising the consciousness of listeners across many genres.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate that and telling me your meaning of entertainment. Because, like you said, it's not just entertainment. How old were you when you began to rhyme?
Well, that's another thing. I don't really rhyme. I do what is called a soul hip hop fusion.
Okay.
in which my music tends to have the percussive dominance of hip hop, but also it has the rhythms of jazz, of R&B, of various genres. Because as a matter of fact, with my study of music, anyone who's a music buff knows that many of the disciplines that we participate in today, or we all novices we're in today, like rock and all that stuff, really comes from jazz. And okay. Jazz was music created by African-American people with the same intent in mind to display the moods of the time, the political events of the time, all those different things. But it's sort of a cross between hip-hop as well as soul.
Okay. All right. What's the name of your CD?
Ghetto Chronicles.
Okay. How many CDs have you made?
Well, this particular work here, the first CD I did was actually back in 2008, and a lot of people who listen to my music, they really don't know this. And it was really a rock album called Power of Change. And it was done in 2008. Once again, I was independent then as well, but I was inspired by the Obama movement on that particular album and the Power of Change, pretty much done the same thing, but from the rock perspective.
Okay. All right. Do you write your own lyrics? Do you write your own lyrics?
Absolutely. Yeah, most of the work that's, as a matter of fact, all the work that was on the previous album and the five singles I have out now, and the work that is done on this album, Ghetto Chronicles. There are some other writers I'm pulling in on this particular project. For example, one lady I'm working with right now out here in Texas, who is a very gifted writer, very talented writer, named Ashley Gray. And she's come on with me to work on this project, and she's doing some writing for me, and as well as a gentleman out here in Texas as well named C.O. As a matter of fact, he'll be coming through my label with his first single this summer as well. But I'm really trying to make connections with writers to help enhance what I'm doing. But for the most part, all of the compositions and writing has been done by myself thus far. But I'm looking to work with other people because two heads are always better than one.
Okay. Why did you choose to be an independent artist?
Well, I guess you could say I was forced to be an independent artist. as I was getting involved in music early on, maybe about 20 years ago, of course, you know, unless you're discovered by Arista or Sony, one of the large conglomerates, and there's a whole lot that goes into my choice to remain and to stay independent. But I did not have the financial capital nor anyone to invest the time into me. I was not too much of a skilled musician. You know, I started in the church like everybody else, singing in the church and playing instruments in the church, but I didn't have, I guess, that market appeal, I guess, to certain people or whatever it was. But I took it upon myself to learn all the things of the business. I actually started out producing, to be honest with you. I actually started out producing and working with people like Henry Gardner of Rolls Royce, who took me in and trained me, sitting under Michael Nash of Rolls Royce, who taught me different things on the keyboard, and sitting under great musicians like Clifford Ford and Andrew Boucher and Ray DeLoach and all those various people I set up under, Cassandra O'Neill, who's played with Prince and everybody else. And it was a man by the name of Mike Davis, who was a musician at a church I pastored back in California, who really persuaded me to do my own thing. And since then, I kind of, you know, just gave it a try and have loved performing music ever since.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a small break. I'm going to play some of your music, one of your songs from your CD. And listeners will listen to... say your name again, please.
Yachty.
Yachty. I keep wanting to call you Yajay for some reason, but it's Yachty. Okay, listen to Yachty. And listen, feel free to call in and ask questions if you like. The number is 1-347-327-9376.
Thank you.
Yachty. Yachty, tell the listeners the title of your single, of your CD, and the song that was just played, please.
Oh, that particular song was called World of Lies. World of Lies. And it pretty much focuses on the socioeconomic condition that we're in. That pretty much just let people know the world that we live in is not the world that we see. And we're so... you know, society itself is going through a metamorphosis right now, where people are being awoken to the falsehoods about people around them. For example, this is the best time for people really to get together as people and realize that we're really just one human family, and that all the lies that have been propagated throughout the years about groups and about people are the things that divide us, and we need to understand that music must start to bring us together. As a people, as a whole people, under you know, under our Creator, you know, some people call Him Jehovah, some people call Him Allah, but the truth of the matter is, we're all one human family, and we have to realize that, hey, you know, there's only one Earth, one planet, one human family, and we have to love each other.
Yes, you are right. You are right. Keep talking. My listeners need to hear this.
Okay. Yeah, but. Absolutely. And so that particular song, well, the whole CD, it has that air about it. And, of course, there's some songs about love, but, you know, these songs deal with very real issues, but in a very positive light. I've been married for 17 years to the same beautiful black woman of African descent. And she's a great deal of my inspiration for the love songs in Ghetto Chronicles. But, once again, these are songs that come out of a person who has lived in the inner city, you know, who's been affiliated with gangs, who's been affiliated with the hustling on the street, and then comes into themselves by really realizing and recognizing that there must be something greater than themselves, submit to that power, and then start to help humanity grow in a positive way. So that's pretty much what Ghetto Chronicles is about. It's about the stories that take place, but it gives people a different viewpoint of what goes on in the inner city in regards to the people that are there. They're just as, they're worth as much as anybody else in Beverly Hills, a high society, and we have the same issues. We love our children. We love, we grow, we struggle. And, hey, it's time for the whole world to realize we're one human people. We got to start taking care of each other.
Yes, that is true. That is true. That's the way it was meant to be. Unfortunately, it's not that way, but that's the way it was meant to be.
Absolutely.
From the beginning.
I know you said you were forced into taking a record deal, but I'm going to ask this question. Would you think you would ever accept a record deal? I mean, I know you said you had your own label, didn't you?
Absolutely. Midnight Line Records. And I've been building that label for the last 5 years. But to go back to your question about being an independent artist, I think that's the only way to go. And I believe that the advent of technology and the information age that we're in has allowed people like me to share their gifts and talents at the fraction of a cost. I know Simone Bell, the wonderful songstress that was on a few minutes before me, great voice, love her stuff, looking forward to hearing some more of it, and I would love to, you know, get together with something on with her if she's near in the Dallas area. But I think as an independent artist, being independent allows me not only to express myself musically and not to have the chains of handlers. See, a lot of people don't know that in the music business, and I say this, I've had several cousins. One of my first cousins was Barry Sevier of the World Class Wrecking Crew, who was with Dr. Dre and all them long before he became the icon that he is now. But one of the things I've learned with dealing with people in the music business is a lot of times people need them because they don't know where to go or what to do. They don't know the channels to go through. They don't know the resources to tap into. They don't know how to market. And so because we're in an age where information is shared, you know, worldwide through the Internet, we now have access to the things that only major companies had access to. The digital market is going to make the physical CD market a thing of the past. And I think any artist that is getting into the business right now would really think about going independent, because not only that, you keep the rights to all of your royalties, you keep the rights to all of your material, and there are various channels, if you just do a little research, that you can tap into that will put you out there just like a mainstream record label will. And what the scriptures teach us, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And many, many artists throughout the years in music across the genres have been taken advantage of by large companies simply because they do not know. And it also helps to pick up a book and read. And one thing my father taught me many years ago before he left, my father's been gone since I was 4 years old. But one of the things he taught me, I can remember even as a child, after teaching me to read, he taught me that anything I wanted to learn, I can find a book on it and teach myself. And we have to take the initiative as independent artists to protect ourselves, protect our family, protect our assets, protect our gifts, protect our talent. And so in the future, if a label was to give me a deal where I had all the rights to my materials and allow me to negotiate their percentage of my royalties, and I retain all the rights to all of my stuff, that would be something to consider. But I don't think that's something I'll be doing in the future. I think that what I'm doing right now, and with, you know, Allah's guidance and with my wife's support and with the growing fan base, I think we're going to do pretty well. But I also want to create opportunities for other people.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. You answered my question, do you think you would accept a record deal? I've got my answer, and I'm sure my listeners got their answer too.
Well, that's a big fat maybe. If someone comes and puts $2 million in my lap, I'm going to take that, putting on that it's free and clear.
Okay. All right. Who do you most like to work with?
You know, I would really love. There's a young lady who's working with Calvin Broadus right now, Snoop Dogg right now, who's working with Snoop Dogg, by the name of LaToya Williams, an amazing talent, an amazing gift, and she's working on some stuff right now. Well, her and I grew up together in the same church, Tree of Life, and when I used to preach, she would sing before I preached, and so I always hope one day that her and I can get together on something, you know, to give to the fans. You know, she's an amazing talent. A good friend of mine. And I also would like to work with Tyrese Gibson. You know, he's a homeboy from the hood. You know, grew up in the same environment,
and
went to the same high school.
Simone Bell.
Oh, absolutely. Simone Bell. You know, I heard her stuff earlier today. And I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I'm always looking to work with other people. And right now, what I'm doing right now is really just immersing myself into my craft and trying to really build those relationships out here in the Texas area. And this looking to work for it, work with anyone who's willing to produce good music and just uplift the minds of the people. And of course,
okay.
You know, of course, one of my, I guess you could say, musical heroes is always will be Anthony Hamilton, you know, and, you know, he's an amazing talent. And I get a lot of inspiration from him and, of course, some of the old greats like Curtis Mayfield and, you know, many of our predecessors who've really shaped soul music to what it is today. But I would love to work with, you know, some artists who are known and some artists who are unknown because talent comes in all forms and sizes. There's a lot of talent that has not really been allowed the opportunity, and that's what I want to do, provide opportunities for the undiscovered talents.
Okay. All right. You said you had a church.
No,
I
used to
pastor. You
didn't
say you had a church. You used to pastor. You didn't say you had a pastor.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I have gone through what you would call a returning to the belief of our predecessors. I was a Christian pastor for many, many years. I started preaching in a church called Chill Life Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles. And through my vigorous search and love for Allah's word and studying and seeking him, through 20 years of research, I've basically come to the point where I submit completely to Allah based upon the teachings of Christ.
Okay. All right. All right. You're very dynamic when you speak. You're very dynamic. So I can understand why you were a minister. I know you had a calling too, but I can understand also that you could really move a church, and your voice and singing can too. Not just move a church, but move a crowd of people. Have you ever acted, and would you consider acting if you haven't acted?
You know, my mother would always tell me, well, you need to be an actor. I love the stage. I love just, you know, making people feel good and, you know, just uplifting the spirits of folk. Acting is something I would love to do. You know, I actually went to Bancroft TV junior high school back in Hollywood when I was a child, and that was my aspiration. But, of course, you know, going into the ministry and then giving up many things that I had, that I thought I had to give up. Acting and music was one of those things that I was taught I had to give up to be a good Christian or a good preacher. And of course, later on down the years, I learned that that's not the case. But acting was always one of my aspirations. As a matter of fact, that's what my children desire to do. I have a daughter who's trying to go to Columbia for cinematography. My son wants to go for gaming, but she's very heavily involved with that, as well as my baby girl. So I have a bunch of actors in the family.
Okay. All right. Have they appeared in anything? Have they acted in anything, I mean?
Well, no, not as of yet. Now, my oldest child, who's 15 now, we actually did a few screen tests with her back in Los Angeles when she was a child, but she wouldn't say a word before the camera. And now all of a sudden she wants to be in front of the camera and stay behind it. But, you know, children grow. You know, we're a family that really just love to give our gifts to the world. You know, my wife is a writer who's written a book recently that we're trying to publish right now called Red Flags. Go to AntoinetteClinton.com and get Red Flags. That's just a little plug for her. But we just love to just contribute and just share our gifts with the world.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play another one of your songs. All right. Listeners, stay tuned, and the call-in number is 1-347-327-9376.
Thank you.
On the phone with us, Yachty. Yachty, I have a question. What advice, and I know you're a former minister, but what advice would you give to young men about peer pressure?
Well, man, that's the million-dollar question. I've been dealing with for 13 years as an educator. But one of the things that I always share with young men is that we have to be bigger than society around us. And I always share with them about, you know, a lot of young men, you know, across various walks of life profess to have a belief or faith or hope in a higher power. And I always share with them about developing what I call their God consciousness, realizing that that higher power is always present with them, and to acknowledge that and to allow that higher power, which I believe is Allah, to strengthen you and give you the strength to overcome the pressure of those around you. And I also tell them to take an economic inventory of the people around them. Someone that you have as a friend, if they add to you, that means they add to your good habits, your study, your goals for the future, the things you want to do in life. They teach you wholesome morals and principles and are willing to walk with you in those. And that's a person you consider to be an asset. But then if you have those people around you who take from you, who want you to commit crimes, who want you to drink, smoke weed, use cheese, shoot up hashes, or whatever it is that they're doing, you have to put them in a category of liabilities. And so the first thing I always tell young men to do is you take an inventory of the people you have around you, find out who are your assets and who are your liabilities. You love your assets, but you love your liabilities from a distance.
Okay. All right. Okay, you answered my question about the peer pressure. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's another tough question. In 5 years, I hope to see myself. I actually hope to see my daughter graduating from college with a first degree. I hope to see myself still very much married and very heavily involved with the music industry from an independent perspective. Discovering new talents and working with various artists. I'm also willing to work with major labels in reference of production and mastering and all the things that come along with producing music and engineering and mastering music. And I'm always looking to work with other people. But I see myself actually in 5 years. I'm striving to be one of the top producers nationwide. That's my goal.
Okay. So you're not just a singer. You're not just a singer.
No.
You're not
just a singer.
Lyricist.
No.
You are much more. You are much more. Okay. All right. Where can my listeners go to buy your CD?
Well, the CD, Guerrilla Chronicles, will be out this summer. A few of the songs that you have that I share with you, those are actual songs that have not been released yet, and so the listeners are getting a glimpse of what's going to be on the upcoming album. But I'm looking at with my team scheduling the release for this summer, the end of May. But it'll be available on iTunes and wherever digital music is sold. And they can also go to my website. Even now, there's 5 songs that were released over the last couple of years. My website is yachtymusic.net. They can also go there and look at various, listen to various tracks and even buy some of the music that we have out. There's also a song that I did with CO and Nova of the Residents here in Dallas called Wear Your Hoodie as a tribute to the Martin family regarding the tragedy that had taken place with their son. And then I actually have them listed as owners of that particular song. It's called Wear Your Hoodie. It's on CD Baby, and it's released on iTunes. Or actually, go to my website, yachtymusic.net, and hear that song. It's a great song. And 100% of the proceeds, which is actually 50% of the 200%, according to BMI, will go to the Martin family. You can't replace their son, but there's some things we can do to help make sure that they can pay their attorneys and make sure that justice is served.
Yes, Yes, you're right. Nothing can replace their son. But what you're doing is wonderful for Trayvon Martin's family, the young man that was killed here in Florida where I'm at. Down south, I'm in northwestern Florida, but he was in southern Florida, but it was a tragedy, and it was wrong.
I have to tell you.
Any loss of life is wrong, but any murder, any death of any sort is really wrong when you take the law, especially when you take the law into your own hands. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, as an African-American man, and I was a teacher, I was educated for 13 years, you know, and I really cried. And I didn't cry. It's not a, you know, I'm sure you're tired of hearing this cliche. It's not a black and white thing. It's a human rights thing. And as a human being, when I heard this child crying out for help, when I listened to the tapes, when I listened to the witnesses of all those people that you know, these news broadcasters not bringing online, I actually cried. I actually sat at my desk, and tears welled up in my eyes, and my pain was because some people just still haven't learned. And what is it going to take? It shouldn't have to have taken a national movement for this child's murderer to be brought to any type of justice. What does that say about us as a people, about who we value and who we devalue?
It seems barbaric. You hear? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It seems barbaric, but I'm here in Florida, and I hate to say this, but it's not the first time something like that has happened.
And absolutely not.
And unfortunately, as much as I hate to say this, it probably won't be the last.
No, you know what? It hasn't been the last since then. Do you remember? I remember some years ago, a girl by the name of Natasha Harlings was killed in Los Angeles the same way. She was shot in the head by a store owner after the store owner had punched her. And she turned around and retaliated, and the store owner took out a gun and shot her in the head, and the store owner received about 5 years probation. This is not an uncommon thing. And once again, as I said, my album, Ghetto Chronicles, is about really kind of dealing with these type of issues. The issues of social engineering within our communities that's causing, you know, us to hate one another, us not to have the values of education and to value our women and to value our young men. And these are the type of things that I have been tired of seeing in music. We are a beautiful people. And of course, all people are beautiful, but we are a beautiful people. And there's a lot more to us than our bodies, than our behinds, than our size, than our breast, than our builds. There's a lot more to us. We have minds. We're creative. We love. We speak. We listen. We learn. We do all of these things just like every other human being. And it's time not only for the powers that be, and I'm saying that in code, the powers that be to recognize that, but it's even time for us as a people to recognize that. Once we recognize that and then strive holistically as a people to better ourselves and strengthen ourselves and love ourselves, that's when we begin to grow as a people. Until we respect ourselves, others won't respect us.
You're right. You're right. We as a people. Right. All right. Well, Yachty, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you for having me.
I will pass your information along to Ms. Simone Bales, too.
Absolutely. And thank you so much.
And thank you. Thank you very much for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're a very good speaker. You should think about being a motivational speaker, too.
Well, right. You should have me on again.
I can have you on. Yo, you writing a book? Okay.
I'll
definitely have you back. I am.
I'm currently writing a book called The Journey. And this particular book deals with the journey that I've taken in my spiritual growth from growing up in the inner city and all the scholarly research I've done over 20 years to get me to the point where I am now spiritually. And it's pretty much just a synopsis of my life and how I ended up at this point from being a high school dropout with a GED to today being, you know, a family man settled with many accomplishments, all praises due to Allah, and to the spiritual point of my growth now, and just share that journey with other young men. They won't take the same path, but we all have a path to take. And this is my journey I'm sharing with them, and kind of give them a guiding post of some of the things they can do to get over some of those humps, to where they don't have to be drug dealers. They don't have to be game bangers. They don't have to have children out of wedlock. Young women don't have to have premarital sex. These are things that we've been conditioned to do because of our environmental situations that are socially engineered by the powers that be. But if we start to teach our children and love ourselves, then I think we'll have a brighter future. And so thank you so much, Ms. Butler, and Andrew Butler, for having me on the show.
Thank
and look forward to talking
much.
With you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the show. All right, listeners, we had on the show with us Yachty, and earlier we had Simone Bales. They're independent artists. I encourage you to go out and buy their CDs. If you did not catch the information they gave, I believe Simone Bales said hers is on CD Baby, and her book can be found at Barnes & Noble. And I believe Yachty said his could be found on, I believe he said iTunes. I'm not certain. I hate to get that wrong. But you can go back and listen to the interview and see where to go buy his CDs and things when it does come out. All right, listeners, we have Looch the Don on the line. Are you on the line, Looch? Looch the Don? Hello? Okay, I guess he's not on the line. I thought that was him. I guess it's some callers. I asked three or four people, and I guess they're just on the line listening. All right, listen, I'm going to play some more of Yachty's music, and we'll be back. All right, listeners, we're waiting on Luch de Dawn. Next, we're going to play some music that we played earlier from Simone Biles. Listeners, you're going to hear some more of Simone Biles.
All right.
How many CDs have you made?
I think got about three of them out right now.
You have three of them out right
yep.
now? Have you received any achievements for your CD, any awards, anything for your CDs?
Yeah, I've been in the Double XL magazine. They did an article on me in The Source. Yeah, you know, I've received a couple of awards.
Okay. You're getting quite popular. You're
mm-hmm.
becoming quite popular. Are you recognized in public places?
Yeah, some places I go, people recognize me, you know, through Facebook. You know, Facebook, there's a lot of people on there. And, you know, people come up to me and they'll mention things like, you know, a lot of my music to me. I had a few people come up to me and take pictures. You know, that was crazy.
Okay. So you are recognized in public places. Does it get aggravating, or is it just new to you?
No, it's
or
not really that bad. You know, you got to take it along with the job. You know, this if you want to become an artist and you're putting yourself out to the club, you got to always remember that your life is going to always be the entertainment.
All right. I'm going to play some of your music,
okay.
And I'm going to let the listeners hear your music. And all right, listen, we have Leech to Dawn, and this is his single. Would you introduce this song?
Yeah.
It's the first song.
This song right here is called Dawn's Beauty, featuring Gemini.
All right.
Kaiko.
All right, Luch the Don.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's a beautiful song. I like that song.
I appreciate it.
Did you write your own lyrics to that song?
Yeah, I wrote all the lyrics for that song right there.
Okay. Definitely wrote everything. Did you write all the lyrics for the entire CD?
Yeah, I do. Well, I have people that work with me on, like, choruses, but, you know, the majority of all the writing in between is always me. I do a lot of writing for singers that get on the records with me for the vocals that they be singing, and, you know, I do a lot of, mostly all the writing.
How did you first get your start? I mean, I know you're an independent artist, but how did you first decide that you want to become an independent artist and not sign with a record? And would you sign with a record label if the choice was given to you, or if the choice has been given to you?
Well, how I started off wanting to become independent was when I first started getting into the music industry. I was actually I was down with this clique out of Queens, New York, out of Southside, Queens. They was MBK / G-Unit / Infamous. You know, one of my peoples, Nice, he brought me into the game. We did a couple of records together, and he was liking my style, so he took me out. So I'm from Connecticut. He took me from CT out to NY, and we started recording out there. And, you know, it was pretty cool, but, it wasn't for me, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to do my own thing and be that independent. I seen all the things that he was going through being on that major label and how they push you back. And today, you know, they got their mainstream people up there. They just put your records to the back no matter how good those records is. And I seen what they was doing with him. And, you know, after a while, I was like, that's not the road I wanted to take. And I seen what you could do independent.
So, the question is, okay, you pretty much answered it, but the question is, would you take a record deal?
It all depends on the how much would it let me be myself, and how much are they actually going to put on the table, because most of these record deals that you get, you know, they want to change the whole format of your music and your style to where you're not even yourself no more. So, you know, to do that, nah, I really don't want one.
Okay. All right. You know, you're not the first person to say this. I had some CEOs of some record companies, and they're independent record label, and they also produce their own music. And they were on my show, and they said they would rather be independent also. They advise people to be independent. So, and the gentleman earlier, Yachty, he said the same thing.
Yeah, because, you know, being an independent artist, I mean, it's exactly how it sounds. You get to keep your independence. You know, when you become a corporate artist and you get signed to those majors, everything's commercial. You know, they basically give you the image that they want you to portray. And, you know, for some people that's cool, but, you know, you'd be like a puppet. But, you know, for me, I'd rather keep my independence.
And your creative control, too, of course.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you've been singing and rapping since you were 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your third or maybe your fourth CD.
Yeah, working on the fourth right now.
What did your parents say when they first realized that you were going to sing instead of, let's say, becoming a lawyer?
They wasn't really into it. They didn't really agree with what I wanted to do. You know, they wanted me to, you know, do other things with myself. And, you know, they always told me that that's just a dream. You know, you can't base your life on that. But I always just went with my heart and how I felt. And, you know, that's something that I really was into. And I'd rather do something that I'm into than do something just to be doing it and being miserable.
So you're saying that you're one of those people who is very happy in your career? choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I've said this over and over. I know my listeners are tired of hearing me saying it, but you are one of those people who are happy, who is happy in their career choice and able to make some money at it too. So, you know, you're blessed.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
Definitely.
What advice do you have for young people striving to be where you are and where you're going? Because you're going to go even further, that's obvious,
mm-hmm.
by your music. You're going to go far. So,
it's all about, I say, dedication, determination, and you just got to just keep going no matter what, you know. Like a lot of people, they get so close, and because they're not getting no money and they're not getting those major radio plays and spins like they want, you know, they give up. And little do you know, you was right at the door. You was right there for the door to get opened up for you. You just got to just be persistent, just keep going. I don't care if you do a little bit a day, you know, just go get out there and just keep pushing, man. The internet's a powerful tool. You know, you can use to get your music worldwide now. It's not like before where people had to press up CDs and go out there and sell, you know, on the streets and hand them out to get your music out. Now it's just a click of a button. You could be touching millions of listeners, but it's all about that determination and just being dedicated to go out there and push yourself.
All right. Are you doing any concerts or anything like that or any performing where my listeners can go to see you perform?
No. As of right now, I have no performances lined up. Right now we're just working on getting this next album put together. You know, we just released one song that Don's doing. Actually, two songs, you know, we released. But right now we're just working on the album.
All right. Are you working on a video too?
Yeah, actually, I got two videos out right now. Pretty good videos, too. If you go check me out on YouTube, it's at Luch the Don, one word, LuchDadon. I got a video up there called I Lied, and then I got another video called Hammer Girl. And
all right.
The next video we're going to be shooting, actually, is going to be Don's Beauty. But, you know, we got to get that record
like
out
it.
A little bit more.
I like that. But I'm kind of old school anyway, so I like music like that. Someone from chat, a young lady from chat named, well, she doesn't, Sent, S-E-N-T, spelled S-E-N-T instead of C-Y. Well, anyway, she wants to know, how would a woman or anyone go about auditioning for one of your videos? How would they send their resume or their photo to you? Or do you even take that?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're always looking for models, extras, and everything when we shoot our videos. They can
don't
always
give out a phone
middle,
number. Don't give out a phone number.
No, they can always submit them through Facebook. You can look me up. I'm at Luch the Don. That's LuchDadon. And we also have a website that you can send them to. It's called, you can send them all to HCBMusic, MUZIK, @gmail. And
okay.
Producers as well, you know, producers could send snippets of beats. And if, you know, if we liking the beats, then, you know, we'll call them up and, you know, we'll negotiate something, work something out, you know.
Right, so you have a record label too.
Yeah, something in the making that we're working on.
Something in the making.
Everything's building up right now.
Everything's building up now. You're getting ready to blow up.
Yeah.
All right, independent.
All right,
sir. I'm going to play another song, from Luch the Don listeners, and stay tuned to Show Talk with Angela Butler, Luch the Don.
Yeah.
I'm out. about that. That lazy, we got that. She jump, then bounce back. Bounce back like bounce back. Pull up like jump shot. Like Woodstock, we pump rock. We outlaw, screaming full pop. Rock shots like boot camp. In the hood like food stamps. Doing what you can. ACB, that new brand. Hitting the game with a new stamp. Making moves on the move, I'm a true vent. Niggas see me confused, just know that ain't no kids standing. Romance, it's just stripping and posing. Head so good, I'ma throw that at y'all has-beens like Bojack. They used to run the game, but get no action. Washed up like Wall Street. I'm the 305 like Palm Street, but I'm ace, it's so easy. Take a picture when you see me. My life's your entertainment. Your life's full of hatred. All the hate, motivation. In the blue china, I'm gonna hate you.
What are some of your goals? I know you said you're working on a record company, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself being established in the industry, you know, my hardwood city boys music. You know, got getting that up and going and getting my artists out. Being worldwide.
Worldwide. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Is there anything else you would like to say to my to the listeners?
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, man, thanks for tuning in. And definitely follow me on Twitter at LuchaDon, LuchaDon. And, you know, hit me up on Facebook, same thing, LuchaDon. And, you know, just look out for the music because, you know, it's coming. Hardwood City Boys, LuchaDon.
All right. That's good. That's all right. Thank you, LuchaDon, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to having you back.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate all the love.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for
You're
coming
welcome.
On Show Talk with Angela Butler.
All right. Later.
All right, listeners, we've had one of tonight. The first artist was Simone Bell, and I'm going to go back and play each of their songs. And we also had Yachty, and the last one was LuchaDon. So we're going to go back and hear from Simone Bell. And don't forget to check out their CDs and go back to listen to the show.
I can't explain how it feels.
to the next song. Yachty.
Thank you.
listeners. That's Yachty. Next, we're going to hear from Looch the Don.
Kaiko.
Advertisers, and we're going to go to the conglomerate Clyde Anderson with Camp Penny.
An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny Project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, that was Mr. Clive Anderson commercial for Camp Penny for youth that are in trouble. All right, next we had a conglomerate magazine owned by Garland McLaughlin. Conglomerate magazine can be found at www.conglomeratemagazine.com.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, listeners, next we have Exquisite Barista, a company of exquisite designs.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, let's not forget Butterfly Cosmetics, April Smith Holt, the owner of Butterfly Cosmetics. I still call her the Black Mary Kay. Don't forget to cater to her cosmetic business. She's also looking for representatives. Butterfly Cosmetics products can be ordered at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Let's not forget Mr. Conte Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep. Product cater to his business and his invention. It can be found at www.mtts.com. Also, let's not forget Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker, the owners of Urban Spice magazine, which I am working with them. Let's not forget Mr. Andrew, Organic Gold gentlemen. Don't forget to cater to his business on Organic Gold. He can be found on Organic Gold website, www.organicgold.com. His contact information is, hold on, 561-603, I believe 5677. And don't forget to cater to his business. And also, don't forget Demetrius Stewart and her husband, Demetrius Stewart, the creator of Atlanta Edition Magazine.com. She is the owner and creator of that. She's also starting her own online cable show. Don't forget to cater to her business and check her out and advertise with her also. Let's not forget Abby and Maurice Merriweather, the Vistalis couple, who are selling Vistalis, the products, which I intend to hopefully buy one day to lose weight. And listeners, that's going to end it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler, and I look forward to having you back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you, and have a good night. Good night, callers.